This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, just to stick with the theme here, how about another stipulation? Here you go. The U.S. is the bright spot right now in the global economy. China is sputtering. Europe is meh. So we're it. And when I say we, I mean us, you and me, the American consumer. And the pressure is on. We learned this morning that retail sales fell last month. Not a lot, but enough. And doubly or triply bad when you consider flat sales in February and a drop to start the year. So Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more now on you and me and the global economy.
Scott Anderson says some of the recent softness in retail sales is somewhat perplexing. He's chief economist at Bank of the West.
It's really hard to see any real fundamental reason. You know, if you look at job growth, we're maintaining, you know, well over 200,000 jobs a month. Unemployment rate remains steady.
Anderson suspects consumer confidence took a hit in recent months due to things like negative presidential campaign rhetoric and stock market volatility earlier this year. Tom Leonard gets that. He's president of Fury Motors, a Twin Cities auto dealer.
My standpoint is, it was a typical reaction to a dip in the stock market.
Market volatility can make consumers skittish about big purchases. Leonard says traffic at his stores was down in January and February, but he saw improvements last month, despite the fact that nationally, auto sales dropped sharply. And he's optimistic about sales in future months.
What we're seeing with our customers' ability to buy reflects that.
Why this all matters, of course, is that the U.S. consumer is doing a lot of heavy lifting lately for the global economy. Here's Chris Christopher, economist at IHS Global Insight.
A lot of the imports that we're getting into this country because of a stronger dollar are sort of helping other countries grow or stay off their bottom.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew recently cautioned global leaders not to rely so heavily on U.S. consumers. But economist Scott Anderson says pretty much everyone is counting on them, including him.
We're really hinging our forecast on U.S. growth this year on sustained consumer spending.
He says if we don't get that, things could get ugly. But he's not fretting over a few months of weak retail sales. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.